Welcome to Short Take. Mala Reinhardt completed her directing studies at the Film University Babelsberg in 2023. As a director and producer of documentary films, she is committed to highlighting untold stories and offering counter-narratives that challenge dominant public discourses, particularly from migrant and feminist perspectives. Her film, The Second Attack, explores the impact of right-wing violence in Germany through the eyes of those directly affected. It premiered at Doc Leipzig in 2018 and later featured at the Berlinale in 2021. In 2024, Mahler's feature-length documentary Familiar Places screened at Locarno Film Festival's Semaine de la Critique. In addition to her own filmmaking, Mahler teaches at universities, mentors young female filmmakers through the Girls Go Movie program, and leads artistic workshops in schools. This year, Mahler has been selected as one of German film's face-to-face ambassadors. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Hi, Mahler. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 16 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Hi. Yes, I'm ready.
How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Well, I'm still recovering from a flu, which you might hear.
Oh, no.
But apart from that, I feel excited and also a bit nervous.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Being with loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a secret obsession that you're willing to share?
I do have a sweet spot for peppermint Tic Tacs.
Okay. Interesting. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be film related, but obviously it can be film related.
Of course, something film related definitely comes to mind, like working as a director on my film, The Second Attack, with protagonists whose stories really mattered and needed to be heard.
Mm-hmm. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Honesty.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite food? And it can be a dish or it can be a cuisine in a way.
I love Malaysian curries.
If you weren't a director, what would you be?
I guess I would be a project manager, a producer, mm-hmm. or maybe a gardener.
All very good choices. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Oh, I would love to be able to speak all languages in this world.
Yes.
Something you probably often hear.
No, actually, it's interesting. There's, I would say, a tie either between something related to music, either singing or playing an instrument, or traveling through teleportation.
Those are also very good ideas.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, maybe also as an audience member?
I think that would be being 7 years old and spending like day after day in the Swedish forest with my friends and replaying the Jungle Book.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
That would be On Earth We Are Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong.
Yes, that is a terrific book. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I love Fatma Aydemir's books. Like, they are really captivating.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
I think spontaneously, I would actually name Black Fruit, Schwarze Früchte, and I hope there will be a next season.
Yes, fingers crossed. Now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
My empathy would definitely be something that I value in my private life, but also in my professional life as a director.
And now we're doing a 180. What do you dislike about yourself?
Sometimes I do focus on certain things too much, like this hyper-focusing thing.
Okay. Which random thing makes you happy?
Oh, that's easy. Food.
Okay.
Food.
Very good answer. And we're already at the last question. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Yeah, like keeping my eyes open for the small things that bring me joy.
Mm-hmm. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mahler. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Short Take is produced by German Films. the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.